Here in the U.S., Kansas has a long history of welcoming refugee families. Many of them settle in the state's largest city, Wichita. We're talking refugees who fled wars in Congo, Sudan, Iraq, and lots of other places. And they often arrive with kids and teenagers. Reporter Ashley Cleek went to see how the schools in Wichita are adapting.
Isaac Tashime and his sister were born in the Democratic Republic of Congo. One day when they were little, their father was kidnapped by rebels. So their mother fled into the jungle with her two kids. For about 15 months, they lived in the forest. Isaac remembers drinking rainwater from trees and being afraid of wild animals because they'd seen human remains in the forest.
And sometimes we could run into skulls and skeletons of people who were eaten badly, and it was a really tough life. I don't know how we got lucky.
But somehow they did. Isaac's family made it to Uganda, where they waited as refugees for 8 years before being resettled in Wichita. They arrived last January. A week after arriving in the U.S., Isaac and his little sister, Deborah Mahamagisha, were sent off to school.
I was used to my life back then. Now we've changed my life, and it's like something very different.
The language, the mixture of races, the cafeteria food, the way students act towards teachers, it was all totally different. Now, Isaac is a junior and Deborah is a freshman at Wichita East High School, a massive school. In fact, it's the biggest high school in the state with more than 2,000 students. Their journey sounds almost unbelievable, but Melanie Townsend, who runs the Speakers of Other Languages program, has heard it many times.
That's a very common story that we hear from many of our students. Many, if not most, were either born or raised in refugees' camps.
Townsend has seen 58 new refugee students enroll in the school in just the past year and a half. She knows all their stories and calls them my kids.
Are you scared? Don't be scared.
No,
it's okay.
No.
While I'm interviewing students, Townsend sits across from them protectively, listening. She says some students have lived in refugee camps for a decade. Some have never had any formal education or even learned how to hold a pencil. Others are dealing with intense trauma and PTSD.
That's a challenge that we have as a school district, is how do we meet those needs? How do we support these students? Because they are challenges that we just haven't experienced before.
Including complicated dynamics among students. Isaac's little sister Deborah says when she was in middle school, kids would yell Congo or Africa at her in the hallway or on the bus. She and other refugee students were accused of stealing books.
They're like singing like, you're African, you're ugly. I'm like, my heart is just like strong because of the words that my mom told me. So if somebody bullies me, never actually like gets into me. I'm like, just whatever. But I was bullied a lot.
Teachers, please pardon this interruption. We will be having outdoor recess today.
Across town at Coleman Middle School, Principal Jeff Friend deals with a similar population.
Our kids are truly intense. I think people forget and don't understand that.
Friend keeps the candy dish on his desk full because kids and teachers stop by a lot.
You walk the halls here and you kind of walk the halls of the world, so it's much different experience growing up than I had.
The struggles are different, too. This year, his teachers had to figure out how to counsel a 12-year-old student who had been a child soldier.
We don't just teach math. We have to understand psychology and basic hygiene sometimes for kids. And so the needs of our kids are so great.
And while enrollment is up, Friend says, his budget keeps going down. This year, Wichita Public Schools plan to cut around $23 million from their budget of $650 million. Friend worries that'll mean cutting programs that keep refugee kids afloat, like an interpreting service that helps connect parents who don't speak English. And Friend, Townsend, and other school administrators worry that a growing anti-refugee sentiment in Wichita and across the country could trickle down into schools. For Deborah, the kid from Congo, the first year of high school has been great. She likes Shakespeare and this new vegetable, broccoli. And recently, she and her friends performed a dance to a Nigerian pop song at a school concert. Back in Africa, Deborah says, she heard a lot of rumors and promises about how life would be in the U.S.
They tell us that it's a wonderful, you're going to get your own house, a car, and a nice job. Your kids are going to go to school. The only thing that I've seen is going to school, and I like it so much because other things they promise don't happen, but at least the school thing happens.
And for Deborah, school's a pretty great place right now. For The World, I'm Ashley Cleek in Wichita, Kansas.
Bye-bye, Dad. Have a good weekend. Or evening. It's only Thursday. Evening.
You missed it.